Jane Marcus gets second billing to Max the Cat, and that might not have been sorry, Jane, but Max is, gosh, what a... Max, you know, I've met a lot of cats in my life, and Max just has this mellow, laid-back, yet regal look to him. How old is he, do you think?
Max is, he's 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, he's about 12 pounds, 3 ounces. He is really laid back. He's a pretty mellow cat. He would be a great first-time cat. You know, if somebody just wants some, you know, a calmer companion.
That's, you know, it's funny. Max is so healthy looking and so well groomed. I thought he was younger than eight. And he Max, he looked great.
He does. He's an orange tabby with a little white on his face and his paws, and he's a domestic short hair. He is front declawed. He was like that when he came to us, and he, unfortunately, he's been with us since about May 1st, and his owner passed away, so he came to us. But he was declawed. We would never, ever declaw an animal, but we do adopt them out to somebody who wants a cat like that. And he did live with a dog in his previous home, and they reported that he loved him.
Well, that and maybe that's the reason for his claws. But I know a cat, it's important for a cat to have his or her claws because they're left defenseless. It's almost as if you lost a... it's not like cutting your nails.
No.
It's like cutting part of your knuckle.
Yes, they
part
amputate
of your,
their toes.
Yeah, and it makes it very difficult. But Max, you're very special just the same, and I see you looking over there at Ricky. I wish you'd look at me for a minute. Hi.
Now, he's just hanging out.
We didn't plan this at all, but this June is actually... a special time to adopt cats over the age of two in Animal Friends. And oh my goodness, the population went up dramatically just yesterday after a houseful of poorly cared for cats was discovered in Carrick. You might have seen this on the news. And we certainly can talk about the past, but I think it's better to talk about the future. You've rescued these cats. Do you know roughly how many cats have come to Animal Friends
well,
as a result?
So far, we have 11 kittens and 7 adult cats. 2 of those cats are pregnant. And then we expect to get about 15 to 25 more. Unfortunately, you know, some of them are not in the best of health, obviously, as you can imagine. So those cats will be taken to a local hospital for extensive care. But the cats that we have right now, we are expecting costs to be, you know, upwards of $20,000. So, you know, it's but they're in very, very good hands now.
So in other words, 20 to 30 cats that you've rescued will cost around $1,000 each to help with the sores and the health issues and probably shots and spaying and neutering and all of the other things. That, and you may have, I don't think it was in the newspaper this morning, but it was on some of the newscasts last night.
Yeah.
It was a home in Carrick, and this happens every now and then where I think a person just had a lot of poorly cared for animals who I imagine were breeding within that environment and multiplying. You wonder how that can happen. But
exactly. I don't think people realize, you know, how fast a couple of cats can become a lot of cats. And the house was condemned, and these cats were not spayed and neutered. And so, you know, it can happen very quickly. And not just with cats in that situation, but, you know, stray cats, and which is why we advocate trap, neuter, release, and we spay and neuter every one of our animals. But we are, the most important thing is to, you know, adopt a cat. June is Adopt a Cat Month. But if you can't at the moment, if you're not in that situation, we are asking for donations. If you've ever considered giving a donation, now would be a great time. You can visit our website, www.thinkingoutsidethecage.org, or find us on Facebook. Either one, you know, would be great. You can mail a check to 562 Camporn Road. But, you know, we are, it is a little bit of an emergency situation. Our humane investigations officers are wonderful.
Yeah, and I know Kathy Hecker and others have worked really hard, and for many years in Kathy's case, my goodness, she's been at it for at least 25 years that I can remember.
She and Kate Whitehead are wonderful people.
And, you know, it's our hope. It's funny, Jane, it never occurred to me when I donate to Animal Friends that the money is going to help provide care for animals in this situation. It never occurred to me. I always figured I was helping to subsidize staff and to subsidize operating the beautiful center out on Camp Horn Road. But, of course, there are things like we're talking about right now where interventions are required, and that's so important. We'll give the website again in a moment or two. So, Max, you are a beautiful cat.
Yes.
And once again, I want to take you home with me. I always want to take... There's something about Max's white markings. Yeah, Max, you. That makes him especially...
He knows we're talking about him.
He's so mellow. And this is a special month. It's called Cat Adoption is Priceless. For the entire month of June, Animal Friends is waiving the requested donation for cats 2 years of age and up. Mm-hmm. Most everybody wants a little kitten.
Right. And
but
there,
you know, cats are nice too.
Yes, there's a couple reasons for this. Number one is because June is National Adopt-a-Cat Month. But secondly, in the warmer months, cats, stray cats, and you know, unneutered cats tend to procreate when it's warmer. So we have all of these litters of kittens coming in, and since Animal Friends is a no-kill shelter, sometimes these older cats, you know, stay here for a while, and we are really trying to promote the older cats because you know what you're getting in personality. They're not as rambunctious. Adult cats are just as wonderful as kittens are.
Max, I can't get his attention. I keep trying. Max, I've got some of my keys here.
He's being my little guard cat.
Max? Yeah, he is. He's protecting you.
What's that?
No keys?
What's that? Go say hi.
No keys. Max. Well, Max is actually so mellow. If you want a cat that's just going to sit at your feet or sit on your lap, I think Max is probably the cat for you. Now he's moved up. He gets right back down. He's so pretty.
He's fantastic.
White socks and just an orange tabby. And you can see a picture of Max if you go to Animal Friends' website at thinkingoutsidethecage.org, or if you know, you can go out to Animal Friends too to actually see him. But not now, because he's here with us.
Because he's here.
But he'll be there soon. About how many cats ages 2 and up do you have now, do you think?
Oh, we have tons. we do have a lot of cats in the building, and then as soon as they are medically available, we do make them available for adoption. So the cats that you see, we always have new ones coming in every single day as well.
Max, you're right. I had a big... little stand in between you and me. That's why we couldn't see each other. Come here, Max.
He likes his chin scratched.
That's what I've been trying to do. Hello there, baby doll. Mimsy and Gracie will want to know where I was when I came home.
They'll be jealous.
Did you know that?
You traitor.
Because they were out there for a while. Oh, you're such a nice kitty. You probably really miss the person you lived with. Cats grieve too, as do dogs. And I'm sure that Max misses the person he used to live with.
Yeah, he's really, you know, craving a family of his own. And he deserves it. He's wonderful. They all do.
He's really very gentle. This would be a nice animal if you have an apartment that accepts cats, or if, and I'm assuming Max must be an indoor pet with his claws. It's very unusual for a cat to be at a shelter that is declawed. That doesn't happen very often.
Well,
that are more than I
think. More than you would think. I don't think that people truly grasp what declawing is and the problems that it can lead to. The number one problem that we get with declawed cats is litter box aversion. So, you know, and that's because they're... I won't go into too much detail, but they associate... It's a very painful process, and they associate the litter box, using the litter box afterward, with the pain that, you know, after the surgery. And also the crystals get caught under the tissue that is left behind. So more than you would think, because people don't do it with ill intentions, but we're all about informing.
So in other words, somebody might get their cat declawed thinking this will, you know, solve a behavior or a destructive problem. And then, my cat's not hygienic anymore, and off they go to adoption.
And if they don't have that first line of defense of scratching, they go immediately to biting. And biting is way more serious than a cat scratches because of the bacteria in their mouth. So, it is very important not to declaw your animals. But any animal, going back to what you said before, any cat adopted from Animal Friends does have to be an indoor only companion. There are things you can't vaccinate against when they go outside. And in addition, working at a shelter, we get stray animals in all the time because people think, you know, my cat won't run away. And then there's that one time they don't come back. So we're trying to find permanent homes.
Ricky just can't keep away from Max.
Oh, he's fantastic, isn't he? I know.
Oh, she just came back in. Hello,
and
Max.
June Adopt a Cat Month. We are right now sponsored by Arm & Hammer, that, you know, our promotion, thankfully. And so people can, if you buy two Arm & Hammer products, you do get an offer for a free ID tag to help prevent lost animals as well.
Well, Adopt a Cat Month continues. And is there anything else happening at Animal Friends we should know about?
There's always things happening at Animal Friends. The most important thing is to check our website, thinkingoutsidethecage.org, and all of our events, all of our adoption promotions, you know, keep up to date with us, are on the website.
Max, you're a very handsome cat, and I hope that somebody adopts you, boy, because what a perfect cat.
He is pretty perfect.
I don't know that our two girls at the age of two would welcome an older male. I'm afraid Max. I think Max would be great to just be in a home that has no pet right now because he probably needs all the love. Or do you think no?
I think he would be good in any type of home, actually. Cats, dogs, an only pet. Any home I think would be a great situation for him.
Yeah, I've never seen an animal looking more in need of love. I mean, he's just very gentle and quiet. He's looking all over the place right now, just sort of checking everybody out here, and looks like he really misses people.
I think he's looking at Ricky and saying, please adopt me.
they have close to the same color of hair. Well, Max, thank you for being here. And Jane, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Can you mention the website and the phone number again?
Yes, it is www.thinkingoutsidethecage.org. And the phone number is 412-847-7000.
And Max, I hope you find a home by the end of the day. I'm confident that maybe somebody listening right now is going to take you home and find you of interest. You can see a picture of Max if you just go to the website at thinkingoutsidethecage.com. You'll see him right there. And Jane Marcus, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
See you, Max.